It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado environmental groups are praising President Joe Biden's executive order to pause oil and gas leases on federal land. Aaron Weiss with the Center for Western Priorities says government estimates show drilling on public land accounts for a quarter of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions.
We cannot address climate change. We certainly cannot address the wildfire crisis that is hitting Colorado and the West unless we significantly and very quickly reduce those CO2 emissions.
The president's decision probably won't slow emissions in the short term because oil and gas companies can still drill on land they've already leased from the federal government. Verizon Wireless has activated its highest speed 5G wireless service in Colorado Springs. That adds to the 5G service already in Denver. 5G has been slowly rolling out across the country, replacing so-called LTE service. It allows faster download speeds on smartphones. Pueblo County has the state's approval for its five-star program, meaning some local businesses can operate with looser COVID-19 restrictions. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Businesses with five-star certification are required to track employee symptoms, improve ventilation, and in some cases use a reservation system. The county plans to check in to ensure businesses are complying with these and other guidelines. The precautions allow businesses to increase indoor and outdoor occupancy beyond the current county coronavirus restrictions. So far, six businesses have been certified, including two breweries and a volleyball club. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Coloradans who are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine can get the shot in any Colorado county where there are vaccines and appointments available. But many have found conflicting information on vaccine sites. Some have said they were turned away. State officials say vaccine providers who refuse patients who live in other counties could be reprimanded. This is CPR News.